This is an SJC Radio production.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Pit Stop with Mr. Bird on SJC Radio.
This episode is all about my recent trip to the Valencian MotoGP.
Recording date is Friday the 24th. It's 9:30 in the evening. Talking from my hotel in Valencia. That's the hotel best price in Valencia. Flight took off on time. As we were flying into Valencia, we flew over the docks where the Formula One Grand Prix used to be, and you can actually make out part of the circuit from the plane. On the plane, in fact, most of the people on the plane seem to be going to the MotoGP, and talking to a few of them, we've actually made our own WhatsApp group, and the aim was to meet up in the middle of the city this evening. Unfortunately, trying to navigate your way around a very big and busy city at night with just a map is impossible. So I was unable to find the restaurant that we were supposed to meet up at. So plan of action is we'll meet up at the racetrack tomorrow. Struggling a little bit with the metro. I'm having to rely on the metro quite a lot to get around, as I haven't got a car. This evening it was supposed to be very simple. I would walk up to the metro station, get on the metro, one stop, get off. Unfortunately, I went in the wrong direction, had to get off. And also having problems with the tickets where I bought a house for a return, but my ticket wouldn't work on the way back. So having a few issues with the metro. Tomorrow, getting to the racetrack, it's not going to be the easiest trip. I've got to walk to the metro, and then I've got to go one stop on the metro, and I know that route now. Then I've got to get a train, which will take me straight to the circuit. So I think that's going to take about an hour, but hopefully that will go smoothly. And once I've got it sorted tomorrow, then obviously it's going to be easy on Sunday. So, yeah. Looking forward to going to the racetrack tomorrow. As I said before, it's always very exciting going to a new racetrack for the first time. I mean, although it's a bit of a Mickey Mouse track, it's still a new track to me. But the event itself is massive because this is the final round of the MotoGP Championship, and we've still got a title showdown. Chances are that'll be settled tomorrow, but you never know. It might go on. It might be undecided until Sunday. So lots to be excited about. Well, it's Saturday evening. I had a great day at the racetrack today. It took me about 2 hours in total to get there. This is because I had to get the metro to the main train station and a little bit of a wait at the train station. And the journey, it's about half an hour on the train, but the train was very slow. Also, the train was absolutely packed. Just as well, I got on the train at the, where the train started. Had I got on a station anywhere between where I got on and the racetrack, I wouldn't have got on the train. There simply was no room. So, first impressions of Valencia. I was expecting to be underwhelmed and find the whole thing sort of a bit smaller Mickey Mouse. I was really, really impressed with the racetrack. It's kind of like the world's biggest stadium because almost the entire track is surrounded by grandstands. And actually, surprisingly, it was the sheer size which really impressed me. My grandstand seat, that was the end of the main straight. From where I could see most of the racetrack, the weather was fantastic. It must have been about 19 or 20 degrees, really warm in the sun. And the crowd was enormous. I mean, there must have been, I don't know, not far off 100,000 people. In terms of what I saw, during the sprint race, I saw an awful lot. I was surprised how much overtaking there was. I mean, Valencia being tight and twisty is always considered to be a track where you can't really overtake. But saw a lot of overtaking manoeuvres, particularly into the two right-handers turns, I think it's 4 and 5. In the opening laps, Quartararo was very, very aggressive. Saw him make a few overtaking manoeuvres. I think Jorge Martí make some manoeuvres around there as well. Also, so going back to Quartararo, saw Quartararo's crash. I think that was turn 6. He was trying to overtake Bagnaia and lost it, and so I saw that. Saw a lot of action in the sprint race. Obviously, fantastic atmosphere because Jorge Martín won, which sets it up very nicely for tomorrow. The only slight negative was at the end of the day, going back to the train station. I mean, there were literally tens of thousands of people. That's no exaggeration, queuing for the train. And the timetable at the weekend is a reduced timetable. So you had tens of thousands of people waiting for trains which were very, very infrequent. What it's going to be like tomorrow after the race, I don't know. I mean, I have an option. The only thing to do, I guess, is to stay at the racetrack, probably for a couple of hours at least. But even then, I think, after a couple of hours, I think when you get to the train station, there'll be thousands of people waiting. So that is the only negative, really. Otherwise, it's been a brilliant day. And, really looking forward to tomorrow. I'm really hoping that Jorge Martín will win the championship. Would quite like Marc Marquez to win the race. I mean, he was third today, which was incredible. In Moto2, I'd like to see Canet win. He's on pole position. It's not only his last race for the Pons team, but it's also the Pons team last race in Moto2. So it'd be lovely to see Canet finally get a win. So lots to look forward to. It's going to be another beautiful day. And I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Right, well, it's 9:30. I've just got back from the racetrack. It has been the most incredible day, full of drama. I left my hotel a bit early this morning. I left at 7:30 in order to catch an earlier train. I got on the 8:30 train. Again, it was packed. So standing room only. Yeah, I mean, obviously a massive crowd today, complete sellout. Incredible atmosphere. Just thinking about what I actually saw. I saw so many things. It's funny enough, difficult to recall individual events. Moto3 race. It was a good race. At the end of the race, what was nice is David Alonso, I think he finished second. He stopped his bike in front of us, and then he ran across the sand trap. It's quite a big sand trap. He found that quite hard work. He then climbed onto the tyre wall and threw one of his gloves into the crowd, which was nice. He then gave his other glove to one of the female marshals, who was clearly very excited about it. So that was a really nice moment. Moto2, I saw one of the Husqvarna bikes crash at turn one. It wasn't the most eventful race for Manel de Guerre. That was his fourth win on the trot. Quite a good battle for third. But yeah, not a particularly eventful Moto2 race. MotoGP, blimey, well, the complete opposite of the Moto2 race, just so full of drama. What was nice, before the race started, we did three Mexican waves. Now, this Mexican wave, as I said yesterday, Valencia is, it's not so much a small racetrack, it's kind of more of a ginormous stadium. And these Mexican waves, obviously doing the whole lap of the stadium was, yeah, it just created a really nice atmosphere. Now, we saw an awful lot turn one in the race. I mean, yeah, from where we were, you could see an awful lot of the circuit, but things that happened in front of us. Early on in the race, Martin almost, he got sucked into Bagnaia's slipstream, almost hit Bagnaia, and had to sort of back out of it. He sort of obviously ran wide. We saw that. That put him back to about fifth or sixth. Obviously, so again, that turn, I mentioned it yesterday, the turn three, the first right-hander, so many overtaking manoeuvres into that right-hander. So, and we could see them from my grandstand. Things that happened directly in front of us, a couple of big crashes. We saw Bassanini had a big crash, turn one, so did Alex Rins. What's nice is whenever the riders go down, they get a huge round of applause from the crowd afterwards, which is really nice. Interesting, Alex Rins, he walked with a limp because he broke his leg early in the year at Mugello, so that, he's still got a limp. He's still walking with a limp even now. We did see most dramatic event in the race, which was the Marquez and Martin crash. But all we could see was a body being flung through the air, and that of course was Marc Marquez. At the end of the race, I was quite fortunate. I was able to get onto the track. Now, not many people outside of those in the sort of paddock were able to get on the track. It was only my particular grandstand section could get on, and in fact not many of us got on the track. I managed to get through the gate before they actually closed it, so I saw the podium celebrations as well, which was brilliant. So yeah, I've actually walked to the length of the sort of start finish straight, so that was really, really good. The thing I was dreading most of all was the, when I say the train on the way back, talking about the queue for the train. Yeah, It was enormous. It was always going to be enormous. What I have to say, and I should have mentioned this yesterday, the organisation at Valencia is unbelievable. I've never seen, so not just stewards, we're talking armed policemen. I think they're called the Civil Guardia. I think that's what they're called. But lots of policemen with guns, you know, some with like machine guns, lots of people on horses. It's so well organized, and although I had to queue for about an hour and a half to get on the train because there were literally thousands and thousands, it was so well organized by these sort of police stroke army types. and crossing roads. That's all strictly controlled. The organisation is outstanding. The only negative, and I guess this is outside the circuit's sphere of influence, is the lack of trains. There needs to be an awful lot more trains because there are literally tens of thousands of people going on the train at the same time. But wow, the organisation at the circuit cannot be faulted. So that's the end of my sort of motorsport element of my trip. I probably say this after every race I go to. I think this is the best race meeting I've ever been to because I don't think it's unlikely I'll ever go to a championship. Championship showdowns don't happen very often. So this might be the only time I actually, you know, witnessed a championship showdown. So it was really, really special. And I know it's stressful, but I love being in that big crowd. It was a sellout, so about 100,000 people there today. It creates a very special atmosphere. I love that. So tomorrow, I've booked a guided cycling tour of the city. What's exciting about that is that we're going to end up on the old Formula One track. So that'd be really interesting. And I haven't really seen Valencia at all. I haven't seen it in the daylight. It looks an incredibly beautiful city. So, looking forward to that enormously. Well, it's Sunday evening. I'm on the plane at Valencia Airport. I had a day sightseeing today. Did a guided cycle tour. In fact, I was the only person on the tour, so it was a very personalised tour. I insisted that we visit the old Grand Prix circuit. The guide didn't know where that was. She found it on her phone. When we got down there, it was quite difficult to actually find the track. I mean, we asked somebody. After a while, I kind of realised we were on the circuit because I saw some curbing, some signage and what have you. The guided tour was really good. After that, I decided to walk to the aquarium. That was a mistake because it was a very long walk. By the time I got to the aquarium, I didn't really have enough time to visit it. So I then walked back, got back to the hotel, done 32,000 steps, absolutely knackered. It's been a brilliant weekend, and I might do it again next year. Who knows?
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Pit Stop with Mr. Bird. There's a few new things I want to make you aware of. We've got a new website, which you can find by going online to shows.acast.com/pitstop, where you can also find links to our Twitter and on the About page, more information about the hosts as well. We're also on lots more platforms in addition to where you're listening to us now. So we're now on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music and lots more, as well as TuneIn, like we've been on since we started. So head over to those platforms to subscribe on the most convenient one for you and find all our back catalogue of episodes to listen to again as well.